abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in western Montana. I'd like to thank you for tuning in here, the next top of the hour here. We have Tommy over in Tennessee. Welcome to RBN here, Tommy.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate that. I've been listening to you here. You think we're going to hell in a handbasket with all this goings on here?
Well, I do. You know, right before the show here, I was showing some photos with Ken in the control room there of this guy with his high heels on in a pink bodysuit holding his genitalia up so tight against him, which you could clearly see, with his long pink hair. This is, you know, I don't want to call it the total apathy of America, but this seems to be the moral agenda nowadays is to totally dehumanize everyone. And another photo was, I have it on my phone here. I shared on Instagram, but it showed this what do you call it? I got to get to my homepage here, but it shows it. It's from the Long Beach Public Library. It says, "Thank you to the families who joined us at the LBPL, Long Beach Public Library, for a special drag queen story time with guest artist Yochi Mochi," or something like that, "celebrating the LGBTQ History Month." And it shows this guy dressed in drag with these weird horns all over him, reading these little kids' books to a bunch of children. And I thought, you know what, if I saw my kid like that, I'd be a little bit ballistic.
Yeah, well, it's a schizogenic society. They make the path. They are the pathology of it all, and they foster it, perpetrate it to make, you know, on your mortgage, when you sign your mortgage documents, the power of attorney, you sign a bunch of all those 200 signatures. They slide one in there that the power of attorney, it says that you are a lunatic. And, you know, a whole bunch of other nice stuff. But essentially, it's quite a lot of complicated things that I'm not saying I'm all that smart, but quite a lot of complicated things to come to a place in your mind to make it simple. And what it is, from what a lot of us know, is that we're dealing with a fiction government, can't deal with real people, and they cannot tell the truth. And they're not going to. And in order to for fiction to do business with real people, the only way to do it, to do fiction contracting, the only without sitting us down and telling us in good faith, with transparency, what we are getting ourselves involved with them, because they know we wouldn't agree to it. In order to get us to do this, they have to scare the holy living crap out of us. To get our consent. So there's really, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And there's nothing going on with a fiction government. If you believe there's a government and you're believing it in vain and total devoid of any sound judgment. So they get all of us to react and respond to all this fiction and all their fiction laws and all their fiction stuff. And we got to understand who we are and who we're not. I'm not saying I do totally, but I could say this. You are never you, the real people you can pinch, are always the beneficiary, and there can only be one. You are not the defendant ever. That is the name on the driver's license birth certificate. They are not talking to us. So we have to know the script on what's going on in this duality, that anybody that is not your family, friend, or loved one is going to call you using your last name. And that's how the whole system gets subject matter jurisdiction over the name on the driver's license, because your last name is not yours.
Right.
You cannot own. It's your family's name to be passed down, and they took it and are using it without our family's permission to do the identity theft, to get people to respond and react to everything that dead straw man is involved with, so they can do their commerce and false contracting with the people's participation and complicity to do these crimes against humanity, while everyone is not understanding this and blaming the very people they're supporting.
Well, so, yeah, Tommy, that's just like Tommy. There's 8.1 billion devices connected to the internet, and out of that, even if you bought the smallest internet antivirus program of $14.99, if you start adding up $14.99 times 8.1 billion, you'll see the amount of commerce involved in there. And just like when they locked the medical files down in California, those hospitals and such, to me, that would be a premeditated murder if a patient died while their records were locked and they didn't have the right medicine or whatever, you know. But and since everything's electronic and stored that way, the same with Equifax and these guys, you don't see any of these firms ever being charged. And if they... it's released in a scandal, well, they tell you, well, just sign up to LifeLock and have your consumer credit history watched and everything. It's like, well, that's what Equifax was doing, you know, and they sell out. So you get all these constant barrages of stupid emails, whether it's penis enlargements or some guy down in Algeria or whatever like that wanting to tell you about your dead relative, that you've got money in a bank. I mean, how do these guys get all your information? Same thing with your regular postal mail. It's not coming to an occupant. It's coming directly to your name. How do these firms get your name?
Yeah. Well, to solve the problem, it's going to continue until it comes to some concrescence with all the new novelty coming out with all these this new stuff. There's more consciousness expansion that needs to go on to help people for the big day when perhaps, hopefully, I trust a full disclosure kind of an event with a mass arrest scenario would go down, because this is the time, this is the air, and that's what we're all, a lot of millions and gazillions of people know. There's something special about our existence here, I feel, and that it's a sideshow, carnival show for the distraction. So all that money they pretend to have is just simply and do with is simply a money dump, so you and I don't get to have it for ourselves to live in abundance and prosperity. But we're the warlike creature, the belligerent in the field, and they have to keep the wars going to justify and validate the fact that you and I are a warlike creature and act like it. That we have aggressive genes and we get pissed off, and they keep that agitation and stress level so that you'll snap and they can justify that dead man on a birth certificate and call you a lunatic, and they can back that up with your incompetence, why they have all the mental cases, because they'll come to your door and try to make a mental case out of you to back up that dead man, and you got to know how to talk to them. and what not to say, mostly because they're not talking to you, getting us to answer for the dead man walking, and so dead man can't talk. The say-so of your will is used against you in or out of a court, and it's your last name you never want to say.
Right.
It's not yours. But yet,
Yeah, I was going to say, Tommy, that's like watching Bill O'Reilly or another news hack that is interviewing someone, and they bring up something, and the first thing the journalist alleged says is, are you a conspiracy theorist? Are you a tinfoil hatter? And, of course, that's instantly to discredit the person talking. And then that one about Sean Hannity where he uses these hand signals where he, when he talks about us, he points towards us as trying to affirm that people that are on board with them would understand that this guy's a hack, and then he points toward the person speaking, you know. These signs and stuff, I mean, and it's all to keep this narrative that government knows everything, and now like Bill O'Reilly is saying, don't trust the news, it's all fake news. Well, he was the one out there saying, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. And it was a war based on total lies, and he reported that as fact.
Our calling to protect our homeland as a patriot is being used against us for insidious purposes.
I believe that. And Tom, I'll tell you what, this is like Donald Trump and what I call it masturbating the military, the police, and now the Boy Scouts, and of course giving them some leniency with the Boy Scouts, mixing with the girls and stuff. This to me, and along with the NFL now, that there's a great surge in patriotism, but it's not for the fact of for the country, it's for the coming war.
Always. A money dump. You know how Congress can seem to write a bill for $500 billion and for some foreign aid package, but you know, I think it only take less than a trillion to end poverty and environmental destruction, but they don't ever seem to come up with that. They don't want to help the world while they're busy trashing it. They're not going to do anything for anybody, and they never have. It's a move the doggy down the road, chase the carrot, and of just appeasing people. You know, the Constitution doesn't, the dead man can't own a gun. That's why they can come and take it. It's not you they're talking to. They're not talking to you in court. There's nothing to say to those people except who you are and who you are, the beneficiary of the trust.
Well, yeah, that's like that guy in California. You remember that guy in California that was stopped on the freeway there for driving in one of those carpool lanes, and he was a single occupant of the vehicle, but he had his articles of incorporation there for his business, which listed them as a person. And that they buried that story real fast because they couldn't cite him because he had the articles of incorporation of his personhood or personage, you know, in the vehicle. See, whenever you try to find a loophole, I mean, all through the 70s and 80s, it was all let's go green. So people started getting into solar and everything. Now, if you have solar, your house is condemned and like property seized. I mean, the list goes, it's life by subscription. You have to continually pay someone to survive.
Right. Well, they're trashing the planet, and until something breaks, and in my view, it could only be, and it is, a galactic operation. The ones you don't get to see, right? You and I.
Right.
And overseeing the managing to such an event to make sure this planet at some point moves beyond this lower density of wars without ends with these Anunnaki renegade warlords that don't have emotions and are playing on ours to do what they do, and we're because we love and we want to give and help the world, and they're playing with us saying they do but they never do. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's all a pacification because their time is about up. And, you know, no one on the planet up to this time has been able to solve the problem and get rid of the impediment, the invasion and occupation of the reptilian negative agenda that likes human sacrifice and human suffering. you can't win by fighting anything. And each one counts for one and one alone. Each one of us have to back off and stop participating in that which is false. You cannot tell the truth right now, privately perhaps, but you cannot tell the truth because it's been criminalized and your will is used against you. So nobody's giving it up and keeping secrets and lies to do the commerce and being polite because you cannot express yourself for fear of retribution by somebody with a different belief system. So you cannot come out and be totally authentic now and say what you mean and mean what you say so that people could trust you, because while the mistrust is going on, they need to keep the truth criminalized so they can do what they do in the court and hypothecate and monetize that trust account so they can run off the planet with $8,000 quadrillion or something, I heard. You know, it's so huge that the people we're all so stuck in our lifestyles that the only way is not to protest, is to slowly back off of participation by giving it up and signing and you know, you can't get out of the matrix. You know, your karma will follow you.
But yeah, Tom, I had a conversation with our telco company here the other day, because I'm always getting these offers for what bills I do owe to go paperless. Anyway, I got an email from the telco asking me to go paperless there, and talking about the ease of paying bills and stuff online and stuff. And I called him up and I says, I'll tell you what, I says, I have many, many friends that are talking about if this continued internet censorship and stuff keeps going on, that many of us will drop the internet. And so this thesis of having bills paid online is going to be mute. And I says, and the person, whether it's a telephone company, power company, whatever like that, is going to still have to issue those bills and such through the mail system, that we're not going to support a system that we cannot use. And that's the main thing is, you know, they want to control all information and everything. And then at the same point, well, it's just like this, Tom, it's just like this fake news stuff. We hear the media beating this fake news stuff, but then you start hearing about special networks, or Donald Trump is going to target the licenses of certain networks. This will make it so that you have the Orwellian Emmanuel Goldstein, where you'll have a state television that tells you what the state wants you to have, or as far as knowledge, and that'll be the only thing you'll be able to watch.
Yeah, I don't know how far it's going to go like that. I trust all the talk is preliminarily, because they got to get everybody's minds ready and see if they're going to go that way. And I think the consciousness is waking up very quickly with all this stuff to have to consume and try to synthesize. And it will keep upticking until a break point when perhaps... the truth could be told and nobody and the environment is safe so that it can be done. And that will be a glorious day, and you can dance in the street. And, you know, like, I think William Cooper said that, you know, Russia is our greatest ally. It's just all like NASA is just simply there to make everybody think it's going to take us a long, long time to get anywhere, when they're already there and back. I mean, if you right. heard Andrew D. Mishago here a few times in the last month, as I have, he's been to Mars 40 times in a jump room in L.A. I mean, they've already, everything you could think of, they've already gotten done and know how to do. They're trading with 900 extraterrestrial civilizations with all their hardware they build on other planets.
Right.
It's not about the money. It's not about the money.
Yeah, Tommy, I got to go here. We got a break here. But anyway, I thank you for calling in, though, okay?
Yeah, well, you too. Check you later then, all right?
All right, I got to run my dog outside real fast. But anyway, thanks for calling in. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Republic Broadcasting Network at 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. There's an article over, it's at unz.com, but it talks about how the scandal of the Pentagon is spending. And of course, we know that they've been attributed to the loss of trillions of dollars. And now it's reported that the tax dollars are being spent to support arms companies and lobbyists and their CEOs, not the troops. And this article goes directly into this BS campaign of supporting the troops. And of course, you're nodding in agreement, just like Bill O'Reilly, if you can't support our troops and shut up, you know. And it has nothing to do with that. But it's hundreds of billions of dollars and where it's really going. And it's the money that most people aren't really talking about nowadays. But it goes out to all these private corporations, and much of it is in wasted on useless overhead fat executive salaries and starting yet commonplace cost overruns on weapons systems and other military hardware that in the end won't even perform as promised. And I remember that during the Iraq War, where there was photos of them taking these computers and stuff out of these contractors' buildings and dumping them in this massive hole and then bulldozing over them. and then they were replaced under cost plus. And this is just more money taken from the American tables of people to feed their families. And as I've mentioned out here before, when I grew up, we had strong unions, 40 hours a week, guaranteed labor, overtime, everything, full health care. And see, corporations don't want to pay that. And so you are always left with it. And now, whenever the government talks about, oh, they've created X amount of jobs, I guess they lost 38,000 last month there, which was the first time that they had really lost in a few years there. But anyway, these jobs that they're saying that they created are all part-time jobs. And the person, whether it's your child working at Wendy's or whatever like that, cannot make enough to pay for the Obamacare. And, of course, we see that Trump is putting measures in there to gut Obamacare, which is going to make 20-some-odd million Americans more uninsurable because of not being able to afford the new car, higher premiums and stuff. And, of course, that was to drive this Obamacare thing. And this has been a thing with the Republican Party. I don't know if it's because it's got the name Obamacare on it or not, but the issue, though, that all Congress and Senate and whatever should be talking about is the fact that it's life by subscription. Again, we're back to health care. You never hear them talking about health cures. Now, I grew up in an era where it was always at the Cancer Society, MDA, and the Diabetes Foundation were all this close to a cure. 50 years later now, there is no cure. The cost of medications is thousands of dollars. My friend here pays $2,000 a month on copay alone for his cancer drugs. And sadly, I don't think they're doing that good. But anyway, but it's life by subscription. You can't live off the grid. You have to continually pay, whether it's through doctor's visits or what. You're always paying to do something. And then we're hailed as being hated for the most free country in the world. And I always ask people to say, well, you know, what are your freedoms? You can drive around a little bit, fine, but you need a driver's license. You got to have a permit license for that, for your vehicle, everything. Nothing's free. It's all by subscription. And again, these tricked into war soldiers that in a lot of ways, I have a lot of empathy for them. But as I mentioned earlier with that Abu Ghraib photos there, that they're over there thinking they're doing a great cause for this American democracy and torturing people and posing with smiles on their faces. It reminds me of that video we released in the 50s where, I forget the name of it, but Murr might remember it. But it's where they the government comes in there and they have you sit down there at a levered box to do shocks to a person in another room. And as long as the government tells you it's okay to do it, you keep doing it. And this state-sanctioned, whether it's crimes or what, I just cannot see how people can go along with this system there and not do anything about it. Anyway, we got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. We'll be right back. This is Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on RBN, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency Radio. We're here with Keith Rogers, Western Montana. 1-800-313-9443. You know, I've learned one thing about life anyway, is that governments always play both sides. It's kind of like a horse race, except with fewer horses. But it'd be like running up to place your bet on two horses, and if you bet the same money on either horse, that you have a 50-50 chance of winning. And, of course, the odds would be different like that with whichever is favored and whatever. But this brings up the word deceit. And, of course, that's the act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid, and the act or practice of deceiving, deception, achieving one's goals through a web of deceit. And, of course, this is with the U.S. government, especially with the attempt to deceive or any other means by this practice of dishonest or misleading facts. So, I keep thinking of where Pence has recently here been really tweeting about this opiate problem in America, this massive opiate problem, and the government has to do something. Again, we're back to playing both sides of the field. I know people like myself that die of pain all the day and can't get the needed medication because of all the overdoses and stuff, you know, and drug abuse. But in April 2016, at the height of the deadliest drug epidemic in U.S. history, Congress effectively stripped the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, of its most potent weapon against large drug companies suspected of spilling prescription narcotics onto the nation's streets. And by then, the opiate war had claimed 200,000 lives, more than three times the number of U.S. military deaths in the Vietnam War, or 100,000 less than what was lost in World War II. But this shows you that the deceit is they create a problem and then they offer a solution. In the meantime, 200,000 people die. And we're supposed to be worried about North Korea, Iran, or Russia. Like our veterans, 307,000 veterans weren't killed by the hand of some enemy. They were killed by the Veterans Administration. These are American lives, and by deceit, the government has been the one that has actually aided and abetting in their deaths, and it's a shame. And we have another caller, Craig in Louisiana. Good evening there, Craig. How you doing?
I'm great. Nice to talk with you, Keith.
Yeah.
I've heard you talking about your friend with cancer, and that the medicine he's taking not helping him. I assume he's taking the conventional chemo. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did the chemo. He did run out and get the medical marijuana stuff, but again, he has more. I love the guy dearly. He's a good friend, but he has more faith in the institution, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And right now, I've taken him to three or four of his chemo treatments where he sits there for 4 to 5 to 6 hours with this drip method of running these chemo drugs through him. And then for days and days after that, he's in this total oblivion of basic panic attacks where he would call at 2-3 o'clock. Well, we're good radio friends too, so he would call on the radio, but he'd call 2-3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, to where he was up with a panic attack and everything, of these drugs doing all this stuff to him. And so then to combat that, now they've got him on an antidepressant, and now they've went to another drug since they finished his actual chemo there, to where they're giving him these pills now, which, like I mentioned, his copay is $2,000 a month alone on that. And they told him he has to take those for the rest of his life. And
yeah. Both my parents had cancer, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But the most survived, thank God. But they went through all this trauma, just like you're speaking of. But what I was going to confer to you was the book by G. Evan Griffin, A World Without Cancer, and he tells about all the how the cancer industry is the big fraud. You know that there are things out there that do work, and like Laetril was the biggest thing. But I don't know if you remember hearing about Laetril. But they use the FDA as a big bully to put doctors out of business. That find different. There's not only Laetril, but there are other methods too, other natural things. But there's no silver bullet that takes care of everything. But the thing about it is, they're not allowing all these other methods to come to the surface. And because the medical industry has this monopoly on the drugs, the chemo, they have one protocol, and that's the way they can get the most money out of you. And it's a sick, it's brutal. It's really archaic and brutal on people to live, to die like that. I had a friend died when I was 18. He had leukemia, and they burned him from the inside out with that leukemia. It was the most horrible thing to see at that age. It was terrible.
I'll tell you what, Tommy. My father had went in for something in like a cyst type thing on the inside of his nose, And the doctors went in there and they removed it. My dad was in fine health as far as I knew, and he knew and everything like that. And right after that, they diagnosed him with throat cancer. And he went through 20-some-odd different chemo treatments, and then a couple years, well, about a year and a half later, they started it over again. And he knew his time wasn't too long, and so he had moved from here in Montana back over to Mississippi to help out my one sister there and another brother. And he was helping my sister by putting up a security alarm system, or, sorry, a video system. And my sister heard something, and she looked over, and my father was on top of this ladder, and he had grabbed his mouth. And he got down off the ladder and stumbled to the doors there and went out there on the parking lot there and died. And that main aorta that goes up to his through his throat there had been basically burnt in half by that chemo treatment, and my dad choked to death on his blood. And after watching that, my mom, when she was diagnosed with lung cancer, which I attribute to the many years in Las Vegas of working as a change girl and whatever like that, and the casinos full of smoke and everything, and of course she smoked too, but when it came to her being diagnosed, she says, "I'm not going to go through what your," of course my mom stuttered, she says, "what your," and she could never say father, so she'd always get mad and say, "what your dad went through." But she said when her time's up, it's up, and she wasn't going to try to extend it, and also, like others, to leave some massive debt behind for the survivors. And that's why when you see this insurance ads on TV, it's don't leave your family with all your medical bills and stuff. You know, it's commerce. Yeah. That's all they care about is making money.
That's it. I wanted to ask about one other thing. I didn't hear all your show, but did you happen to hit on the fires in North California?
Yeah, you know, hey, speaking of that, I had sent out an email this morning to a friend of mine over in Idaho there, but I was watching one of Dutch Sense's videos there about the earthquake predictions that he does, and he does a really good job there. His father helped invent that FLIR radar. But anyway, in the video there, he's talking there, and he shows a screen where it shows these like radar waves coming up out of the Antarctic there. One was aimed towards Hawaii, and one was aimed towards California. And I was sitting there thinking as I was watching this, though, and as Mike was talking, or Dutch Sense, he's talking about how these cause overloads of electrical grids and stuff. And, of course, that one fire was blamed on electrical power lines. And what's interesting, if you listen to John Stadtmiller's show here last couple of times there, and the people, friends that he has called in all the time there in California, they're talking about places like Walmart and that one brand new hospital that are in the middle of these massive asphalt platforms.
Right.
No exactly. Trees around them that are burning to the ground there. And it reminded me, as I told her, it reminded me of when Katrina happened. And there was a map of those people that could no longer work in that area because it was saturated with water. All the homes were condemned and everything. And so they moved out. And I was thinking to myself as I was talking to her or emailing her, I says, I wonder if this is part of another agenda. And I didn't know if this was any part of this Agenda 21 stuff as to where they're actually trying to get people to move out of certain locations or if there's some corporate interest in that area.
Well, there's something nefarious going on because when you look at the neighborhoods that burned, I mean, every house is gone. And, you know, the only thing that is standing is the trees and some green grass. And, you know, it's supposed to be started by forest fires, and the only thing that's standing is forest. But, I mean, they have the cars left in the middle of the street. They look just like the cars that were by the World Trade Center that burnt. From the inside out, that's exactly. I mean, it's just leveled. There's no stoves in the house. I mean, there's no metal. You know, most of the time when a house burns, it doesn't completely burn to the ground and just leave a slab. I mean, it's something is bad wrong. I don't know what's going on, but those houses did not burn with just the help of fire. Something else is going on. If you look at some pictures of those neighborhoods that burn. There's just nothing there. There's no bricks from the houses. There's no shells. Houses don't burn down like that. I mean, they just don't. So go look at some pictures on YouTube or the internet of those fires, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, well, it's no different, though. Like I say, here in Montana, we had one of our worst fire seasons in a long time here, and my friends at the DNRC says that they were instructed just to contain them. You know, there was no actual putting out of the fires, and that's why they spread to 100-some-odd thousand acres each. And I thought at myself, I was thinking, what are they trying to do, raise the level of carbon emissions up so that they can finally say, well, look at the CO2 in the air?
Something weird. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I want to bring to your attention. Thanks for listening to me and great show.
Okay, sounds good. My best to you, okay? Thanks for calling in, though, okay?
Okay, bye now.
All right, thanks. Anyway, we're back on this drug industry thing, but I can't help think, though, just like over in Afghanistan, where you watch the fields over in Afghanistan lined with poppies and those U.S. soldiers sitting around protecting them, stacking opium and all this, that America's sons or future is being spent on being able to bring these drugs into the United States and or through Afghanistan into Russia to cause a massive heroin epidemic, or with North Korea, the second world's largest opium producer, to be able to take over North Korea and then have a foothold into there to allow the drugs to go into the China, just like the Indochina opium wars before, to destabilize China because of this new world order agenda and those that fight it there. Anyway, if I think I'm right here, I have another caller, I believe. It's Craig in Louisiana. Is that right? Am I right there? What's that, Ken? He's gone. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure there. I thought I was getting mixed up anyway. But anyway, this is just like the Oliver North Contras, where we see the U.S. with their drugs for arms. And, of course, Iran got demonized out of that because of the Iranian hostage crisis there, where Israel, because of U.S. arms embargoes, the United States couldn't send the arms to Iran directly, so they used Israel to do it. It was okay for Israel to communicate with Iran back then, wasn't it? But anyway, all this is meant to destabilize everything, and it creates commerce, as I've spoken about before, just like that DHS Century program. And the admitted where the DHS had struck these deals with the Sinaloa drug cartel to either wipe out rivals and stuff to have their drug supply. And this allows, like the Century program, where you have a 10-second border wait, and those later arrested vetted members then flow into the United States and of course, playing both sides of the field. Poppy Bush. and of course, thanks for these programs there. And the call for a statement of need on the war on drugs, that sure, you have a few arrests. So you string out a couple of arrests that net over $1 million in meth or $1 million in cocaine. And in the interim like that, who isn't being caught because these vehicles are not being inspected? And I live on a reservation here in Montana, and it's sad to watch these tribal members, and there's some white people too, who walk down the street, and as we call it, they're twerking. You know, they can't even walk straight without their body jumping into some convulsions where they screwed up their entire nervous system. And of course, the fights and domestic abuse and stuff that ensues from that, where they can't get their fix and they go ballistic, as well as those in big pharma that have lobbied against, say, the legalization of marijuana, which has got known curative properties. They don't like that because it's cutting into billions of dollars in their revenue on pills. And just like in Las Vegas here not too long ago, where it was noticed that the suppliers of marijuana down there had run out of product for weeks, and this was led by the distributors down there, your beer vendors and stuff, that they were losing money on beer sales. And, of course, it's all about money. And that's the one thing I think I get so upset about the most, is how profit is always put above what people need. And last month on the 7th, I believe it was, anyway, I had an appointment with a urologist because I've been fighting this post-op pain from a dual hernia surgery and three hernia mesh plants, implants. And I'm still dying of it today. But anyway, we're trying to find out if it's a nerve or what. And, of course, when I got to the doctor, all I saw was a physician's assistant, and all he did was read an ultrasound and confirm that I didn't have any cancers or whatever like that in that area. And that's not what we were looking for. We were looking for some other thing, the other doctor and I. But anyway, they said they'd get back to me within a couple days to schedule my appointment in October. And finally, Monday, I called, and it's because I hadn't heard from them. And so I had to book it through another doctor there. Anyway, we'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. On Double Talk is all you get.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, here with our last caller and also probably last stint here of the show here. But we have, where was I at here before I had moved my screen here? We have another caller here. I have to locate you here so I don't misaddress you. Bill in Wisconsin. Good evening, Bill, and welcome to RBN here.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. You have a good show. I have a couple ideas. First of all, your friend that has cancer should look into ozone therapy. Ozone therapy. You can go on the internet, www.aaot.us, and look up if there are any practitioners. What they do is put oxygen in you in any number of ways, shots or what have you. I've gotten it where they take 60 cc's of blood, put the ozone in it, then they put the blood back in you. And oxygen is a good form of therapy against all sorts of diseases.
Right.
The other thing that I'd recommend is called spectrochrome, which is different colored lights. And there's a very inexpensive protocol that you go through there. You get a 25-watt bulb. You put it in a little, light fixture in a darkened room, and then you attach different colors for different health problems, for pain, for cancer, for diabetes, all different colors, and it works. For $50, you can be set up. Now, this is out of New Jersey. It's called the Dinsha Health Society. And the phone number is 856-692-468. There should be one missing there, though.
Yeah, I was saying that.
Anyway,
there is a firm here in Polson, Montana, that is one of these naturopath doctors that they do offer that treatment.
Okay.
Injecting the or taking the blood
your
and reinjecting it.
Go there. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things out there.
The only problem with him though is he's already sold most of his belongings and stuff because if the worst happened, he didn't want to leave his wife with all that debt.
Right.
And so he by trade is a acupuncture doctor.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But of course, he's had to slow down there because of not being able or not feeling good. He has problems with his balance and everything like that. And
sure.
But now what he has right now, what he has to, which is covered with insurance, most of the insurance firms will not cover these nature type doctors, and so it'd be out of pocket for him. You know.
Well, in the long run, you're better off without them anyway, and these things aren't that expensive. That phone number, I had a digit missing. 856-692-4686. Dinsha Health Society. I'm sure he's got $50, and there's all kinds of colored lights he can get there.
All right, sounds good, Bill. Well, we're at the end of the show here, so I thank you for calling in, and I thank all the listeners out there, too, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, have a good one there. And also thank all those that were in the chat room there, and thank Ken for doing his massive control down there in the control room there. And we'll catch you next week here on Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers on the Public Broadcasting Network. And please, if you can support the network, try to, because it's the only type of independent news that we have out here. Anyway, I'm signing off for now. I'll be out playing with my dogs here. Have a good evening there.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can't.